This past spring, a local art gallery organised a plein air painting contest. Artists from across the country were invited to submit examples of their work. A jury then chose 10 artists who were invited to come to Chattanooga and spend a week painting outside. Lee Fritsch was one of the artists selected by the jury.
Who went out and painted at different places for those 8 days, and then they had a show. That was the first annual ever Chattanooga plein air paint-up, and I'm hoping that that continues. This business of painting outside was very popular back in the 1700s, 1800s, and so forth. The masters did a lot of it, and then it died out. But there has been a resurgence of that that is just mind-boggling. Started about 5-8 years ago, and I'm still trying to figure out why it's happened, but
what had happened for you? What was the attraction for you?
Well, I have to go back a little bit. My art career really started around 1971. I had painted on my own since about 1956, 57. I got started because my wife-to-be and I were at a place in Pennsylvania called Kern's Dam, a little bit like Kentner's Mill out here, a big mill with a wheel and a dam and a spillway and very, very nice place to just spend an afternoon. And we were there and we had a picnic blanket and so forth. And lo and behold, here comes this guy who looked like Charlie Atlas and bronze, and all he had on was a swimsuit and muscular and not my idea or Hollywood's idea of what an artist looked like. And by golly, if he didn't come right over and set up right next to us and the big 24 by 36 canvas and started to paint this thing in oils. And I watched him for a while and I thought, you know, that looks like fun. That looks like real nice fun.
The artist gave Mr. Fritsch all kinds of advice, told him the kind of materials he'd need. And for the next 15 years, Mr. Fritsch painted in oil by himself, teaching himself from books. But in the late 1960s, he switched to watercolor.
And in those 30 years, I took some real serious workshops from some excellent, excellent people and learned that, doing art is rational. There's no magic. There's a reason why paintings are good and why they're bad, and that can be taught. So I painted in watercolor for 30 years, and then the water-soluble oils came out. I painted, and there was for 10 years... and watercolor. So I've been painting watercolor and oil, both mediums.
But the biggest shift in Mr. Fritsch's life came when he was in his late 50s. He was working as a mechanical engineer, and the company offered him early retirement. He took it, and his wife, who loves to travel, said, "Right, let's go.
I'll paint in the morning, and we'll hike in the afternoon and look for the next painting spot." And so that's what we did for quite a few years, just up until about 3 years ago. We were all over the place. We have been in all the states at least once and 26 countries, from New Zealand to Iceland and China, around to Japan and so forth, a lot of South America, like, Machu Picchu, Peru, the Amazon, spent one Christmas in the Amazon. So a lot of painting material. And I think about this time now, I'm somewhere around 3,000 paintings.
The majority of those paintings are watercolors. 70% of them, according to Mr. Fritsch, painted outside.
It's a funny medium. I mean, you can cover that paper quick. And you should leave about 20 or 30% of it unpainted, white. That's the charm of watercolor. So if you thought the thing through about what you want to do, and you've got the painting skills to do it, I did one painting one morning before I went to work in 25 minutes, and it wound up in a national show. And it was just one of those things that fell together. Or you can work on it and work on it and work on it until it's dead. But I would work evenings. I'd get a second wind after supper, and I'd take a little nap maybe, and then I'd paint from maybe 10 until 1 in the morning. I had a stint as doing watercolor house portraits. Wound up doing about 85 of those before I quit. And I was in galleries and so forth, so there was plenty to absorb the work. Some of it was commissioned, but it goes pretty quick. I mean, you can turn one out in 2 or 3 hours. When I paint on location around here, I expect to have something in about 2 or 3 hours or a ripper-upper.
Why do you like working outside? Do you draw inspiration from that?
Yeah, I do. You're out there, things are three-dimensional. There's the sights, the sounds, the smells. I have a little viewer that I hold up to try to find the subject. And it's amazing sometimes how you look through a window and see a wonderful subject. I like the challenge too, and I like to meet people. When I way back when that gentleman helped me out by telling me, you know, what to buy and so forth, that made a big effect on me. That was a fork in the road, and like Yogi Berra said, if you see a fork in the road, take it. So I took it, and that really changed my life because art has become my life, even when I was an engineer. So when I'm out in the public painting, and often little kids run up and mommy grabs them by the collar and says, no, don't disturb the gentleman. I say, bring them up here, and we'll talk. And I give them a brush. And I say, stick the fuzzy end in the paint and put it on the canvas because I can always make something out of it because – I hope that might have an impression on that youngster that, hey, it's all right to be a man and be out there painting, and that's okay to do. And maybe he'll just decide someday that was fun. So that's one of the reasons I like to be outside.
Of all the places you visited, is there one that sticks in your mind?
Oh, boy. In the United States, the Four Corners, Colorado, Utah, especially Utah, I mean, Utah, you can just close your eyes, spin around, and open them up, and there's something to paint. And the Western artists are incredible painters. There's what they call cowboy artists. That's what I really liked, was out in that neck of the woods. But I've painted up in Oregon and Washington, over in the East Coast, around Acadia National Park. I usually go for the state or the national parks because I'm on nobody's land there except we pay for it. And there's creature comforts there when you got to go, you know, to the rest stop. There's usually someplace there besides a tree. And you're safe. I don't do a lot of non-objective painting. Most of what I do is look at the scene, move things around, make a good composition out of it, follow all those rules.
You're basically a photorealist.
No, I'm trying to get the other way from that. I think that's fairly easy to paint because all you do is you replicate a photograph. What I'm trying to do is to take what's out there in front of me or what's on the photograph that I took and rearrange things to make it better and then paint, well, plan like a tortoise, paint like a hare. So when you have the thing planned out, then let go. And I don't do a lot of non-objective work, but I've done some where you don't know what you're going to do. You just throw paint on it and then take a look at it later and see what you discover. But all my images, there's something there that says it's real, even if it's just one-tenth of it. That's really the art that I enjoy, is where if you cover up 10% of the painting, it's non-objective. But as soon as you see what's under there, everything falls into context and explains all these shapes that are there. So I'm trying to back down to just the bare minimum. The viewer is better at painting the details than I am at painting them, so I try to do less of that. It's hard because you got to make a lot of choices not to do this, not to overdo that, put some mystery in it. And that's one of the things I like about art. There's so many directions you can go up and down that spectrum from photorealism, you know, what they call it, the triple all, yeah, all the way down to non-objective. And you can work anywhere in that spectrum. And that's a lot to learn, so much to learn. And I enjoy the learning process. That's why I also teach. But I try to teach the fundamentals, the eight principles of design, seven elements of design, and all of that good stuff, yeah.
Lee Fritsch is one of a host of local artists represented in the new exhibition in Reflections Gallery on Lee Highway. The exhibition opens on Friday, November 8th, but there will be a reception at the gallery on Thursday, November 7th from 4 until 7. Along with finger food and live music, 22 artists will be on hand to talk about their work. Details are on the website, reflectionsgallerytn.com. For WUTC's Around and About, I'm Richard Winham.